Poster number 11, Whaling. A number of families on Oamaru had more than one commander in their family. The most well-known is the Carl family that had 8 commanders over a period of 116 years. The first recorded commander is Hans Hansen Carl the Elder, who, around 1740, sailed from Hamburg to Greenland. He later commanded 3 ships out of Hamburg between 1769 to 1794. His son, Hans Hansen Carl the Younger, was in command of a number of ships to Greenland from several ports from 1791 to 1833. Kirstine Weissel was the daughter of Hans Hansen Carl the Younger. On her tombstone, a Greenland whale is engraved. The Greenland whale is among the largest animals in the sea. It can weigh up to 100 tons and be almost 20 meters long. The blubber can be up to a half a meter thick. The Greenland whale is considered the right kind of whale because it swims slowly and does not sink to the bottom of the sea when harpooned, thanks to that extra thick layer of blubber. One whale can give up to 15,000 liters of oil. The whale oil was used in soap, candles, heating, cosmetics, and clothing. Back then, whaling was an important trade. Many of the captains came from Oamaru and were called commanders. Whaling created great wealth throughout the Wadden Sea area, and life was good on the island in those days. Families on the large farms could afford to import luxury items like fashion clothing, Dutch tiles, and the finest wall and ceiling paintings. The whaler ships, or mother ships, were about 30 meters long and 8 meters of width. The typical crew of the mother ship was about 40 men in total: a commander, a first and second mate, 2 blubber cutters, 1 chief harpooner, 5 harpooners, a ship's doctor, a carpenter, 2 barrel makers, 2 helmsmen for the sloops, and 16 seamen, 3 deck boys, and a few cabin boys. The whaling boats, or sloops, were about 6 meters long and 2 meters wide. They had to be able to operate even in high seas, move fast without making much noise, and be very maneuverable, able to turn quickly. There had to be enough room for the crew, for harpoons and a large number of hunting tools, including a catch line of around 1,500 meters. The sloops were usually manned by 6 men: the chief harpooner, who manned the first oar, then 4 oarsmen, where the last one held the catch line, and finally a helmsman. The common designation for all these tools, including the sloop itself, was the flet. The whaling off Greenland culminated in 1777, with the disastrous loss of 13 ships, 5 of which had commanders and most of its crew from Oamaru. About 300 sailors were lost, including more than 20 men from Oamaru. Afterwards, the whaling trade on Greenland declined rapidly, apart from a brief boom late in that century. The Napoleonic Wars strengthened that decline. As the English blockade of the European harbors grew more effective, the whaling trips to Greenland decreased. Some years, there were no expeditions at all. In the 1800s, the whaling trips stopped altogether. The last whaling ship with a commander from Oamaru was the frigate Tieselholt, navigated by Peter Svensson Carl. It was the largest ship to depart from Flensburg and the largest ship any commander from Oamaru had ever led to Greenland. Tieselholt was built in Flensburg in 1807. The name means a forest of thistles, and the wood used to build the ship came from a forest outside of Flensburg. The crew consisted of 59 men, who, besides the tools and provisions, had 9 sloops at their disposal. Many of the ships that were used for whaling in the North Atlantic during the summer were used for commercial shipping during the autumn, the so-called harvest trips. We know that the whaling ship, De Jonge Martin, commanded by Jürgen Peter Lützen from Kongsmark, traveled to Archangel with cargo in 1814. Commander Matthias Svensson Skov also used his ship, the Svan, as a merchant ship after the summer trips to Greenland. Only a few reduced crew were needed in the mercantile trade, and this business provided a good income supplement for the owners. After the summer voyages to the Polar Sea, Commander Hans Hansen Carl the Elder also sailed cargo from France in the autumn periods. As the whaling and sealing declined in the early 1800s, more and more sailors from Rømø started sailing with merchant vessels. A few of the commanders started their own shipping company. The most well-known is Peter Mærsk Møller from Rømø, who along with his son, A.P. Møller, founded the shipping companies Svendborg and the 1912 Steamship Company, which were the foundation of the Mærsk conglomerate. Also, Commander Lindhard Hansen Carl from Rømø became a shipowner. He was the first in Denmark to use steamships in the mercantile trade.